Watch, Dellingpole, Green Policies Are Turning Chile into Venezuela. By James Dellingpole on December 4, 2019. Madrid, Spain, the most important thing, indeed the only thing, you need to know about the UN's latest climate circus. 25 Colombian pesos, is that it was originally going to be staged in Santiago, Chile. Why is this fact so important? Because the reason 25 Colombian pesos is no longer being held in Chile is because the green policies introduced by the country's president Sebastián Piñera have proved so disastrous and unpopular that Chile is in flames. It began with protests over ticket prices on the Chilean metro, which were hiked by 200%. The increase was the result of Piñera's drive for renewable energy. He wants the country to go carbon neutral by 2035. Chile's total, theoretical, for such tiny figures are immeasurable. Contribution to global warming is 0.000015 degrees Celsius. In order to avert this disaster, Chile's green government has carpeted the length of the country with expensive, unreliable, bird-killing wind farms and solar farms. It has introduced 96 new green taxes and regulations. Thanks to its green policies, Chile is fast becoming the new Venezuela. At a conference hosted by the Heartland Institute, I met a Chilean engineer, Douglas Pollock. He has an ancestor buried in Westminster Abbey, but despite the name, he is very much a Chilean. He spoke with tears in his eyes as he outlined the terrible damage that environmentalism has done to his country in such a short space of time. True, the revolution has since been hijacked by the hard left, just like it has in France with the Gilets Jaunes protests, which originally began as a protest against fuel price hikes, again the result of green policy. You can hear Douglas talk about the tragedy that has befallen his country in the interview above. You can also find his speech, in which he talks in more detail about the damage done by green policy to Chile's economy here. Nice one, greenies. You have no claim to the moral high ground. What you are doing to the planet is pure evil.